It would not be hard to conclude that something was amiss there and that something evil was afoot. Well, look, if you flirt around with demonic forces and if you flirt around with the kind of evil that the Clinton News Network has flirted around with, there's a very good chance that the evil's going to go, hey, you want to be a partner? Puh, I'm all in. And now so are you. This isn't hard. Wait, what am I hearing? This isn't hard to predict, folks. Not hard to predict the outcome of this. What's surprising is that people are surprised by this. Now, I haven't even given you the cherry on top yet. So you got television shows that the network is greenlighting about eating human brains and about that being a equal religion to Christianity. Okay, if God's not angry enough yet, you have stories that purport to show that the president of the United States is a corrupt tyrant who has been planning this Manchurian presidency since, oh, I don't know, he was 9 years old. That's not true. You have all of these. You have the hopping in bed with the abortion industry via the nonstop, never-ending promotion of the Nephilim spawn of Margaret Sanger and Satan himself that comes to us in the alleged persona of Mrs. Hillary Rotten Clinton. If all of these deeds don't add up to a ginormous, smoldering mound of demon, I don't know what does. What do you think is going to come out of this? Deceit, lies, corruption, lack of ethics? Wait. You get to watch this now. You can turn it on. That's what a post-Christian society media outlet looks like. That's it. You don't have to go looking for it. You don't have to imagine it. You don't have to dream. You can't get any worse than this, other than unless they just went porno news, which don't put it past them. That's what it looks like. Now, the Washington Post is going on the assumption that the vagabond, diabolical thieves and liars at the Clinton News Network aren't vagabond, diabolical thieves and liars. And that the story that was concocted the other day that, oh, no, we resigned over the Russia story. They're going on the assumption that the Clinton News Network was saying this on the up and up. Were they? Maybe not. Maybe not. This is just being published on the New York Post website. Probably didn't make the print editions in time.